Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and good morning.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们, 大家早上好。
This is certainly a very auspicious occasion of the lifting of Govardhan Hill.
今天是一个特别吉祥的日子, 因为今天是庆祝, 主 Krishna 举起Govardhan山的节日。
Or more commonly known as Govardhan Puja.
通常我们称这个节日为 Govardhan Puja.
So I thought for today's class that we would focus on that particular pastime, and we'll forego our normal interviews, and we'll resume with the interviews next week.
那通常这段时间每周一早上我们都是采访节目，那今天我们就。 主要专注在主 Krishna 举起Govardhan山的这个逍遥时光。下一周一我们再继续采访节目。But
we certainly will not be the losers for that. We will only be gaining tremendous mercy from Sri Giriraj Govardhan and be empowered to preach Krishna consciousness.
当然大家绝对不会有损失的，通过聆听Govardhan山的逍遥时光。 我们会获得Giriraj Govardhan的仁慈被赋予力量, 更有效地去传播Krishna之觉。
So let us begin by offering some prayers that we can speak something worthy of Giriraj Govardhan's appearance and pastimes.
那首先我们来供奉一些祷文, 希望能够讲述一些 可以荣耀Giriraj Govardhan的显现和他的逍遥时光的话题。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, our story begins in no other place than Sri Goloka Vrindavan.
我们的故事就这样开始了。这个故事始于Sri Vrindavan, 圣地, Vrindavan.
Goloka Vrindavan?
Sri Goloka Vrindavan.
So once upon a time, Krishna and the gopis they were resting in a grove.
曾经有一次, Krishna 和那些牧牛姑娘们在森林里面玩耍摔跤。
Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and some of the principal gopis.
有 Krishna, Srimati Radharani, 还有一些主要的牧牛姑娘。
So, Srimati Radharani, she took the opportunity to ask Krishna if he was pleased with her service.
Srimati Radharani 就问 Krishna 说, 你是不是对我的服务满意?
And if he was, would he please fulfill a long-cherished desire of hers?
他说到,如果你满意的话,能不能满足我一个一直以来的心愿?
Krishna was quite surprised.
Krishna 很惊讶,
because he thought that he had already fulfilled each and every one of her desires.
因为 Krishna 以为他已经满足了Srimati Radharani的每一个愿望了。
But at any rate, he agreed.
不管怎样, 他还是同意了。And
she requested him, somewhere in the Vrindavan forest, by the bank of the Jamuna, I want you to create a very beautiful and very secluded dance arena.
Shrimati Radharani 就请求 Krishna 说，我希望你能够在 Vrindavan 森林，在 Yamuna 河河畔一个僻静的地方，能够创造一个一个舞场。
Krishna said, "So be it."
Krishna 说，那就如你所愿吧。
He immediately sat down and went into meditation.
很快 ，Krishna 就坐下来，进入了冥想。
And with his legs crossed and his eyes closed, all of a sudden, there sprang from his heart a droplet of love.
他就盘坐着，坐在那里，双眼闭着双眼，开始进入冥想。突然，他的心中流出一滴的爱。
Some say it looked like crystal. Some say it looked like fire. At any rate,
有的人描述
it was a transcendental aspect of Krishna's love.
有的人描述说，从 Krishna 的心中流出来的这个爱像水晶一样。有的人说这个爱像火一样。总之呢。它是 Krishna 的爱的超然的一面。
And as soon as that droplet of love fell to the ground, it immediately transformed into a mountain.
这滴从 Krishna 的心中流出来的那滴爱，一旦碰触地面，它就变成了一座山。
And this mountain was complete with palatial caves.
这座山上呢，自动就带有山洞。
There are many streams.
还有溪流。
Many varieties of flowering trees.
各种各样的花草树木。
Networks of vines.
还有很多networks of
vine, V-I-N-E. You know what a vine is?
还有
I don't know what a vine is.
还有葡萄藤。
You know what a vine is?
Yes.
And many varieties of very beautiful and graceful birds.
还有各种漂亮的优雅的小鸟。
Then within a single moment, this mountain expanded in size.
然后转眼间这座山又扩大了。
It expanded many times in length, in width, and height.
它的长度、宽度和高度都扩大了好多倍。
And the original form possessed 100 golden mountain peaks.
据说，这座山原本的那个形体要，有一百多个金山的山顶。
And it is said that it defeated the beauty of Lord Narayan's palace in Vaikuntha.
据说它能够比得上能够胜过主 Narayana 在 Vaikuntha 的宫殿。
And so this mountain that was named by the Brajabasis Govardhan.
Brajabasi Vrindavan 的居民就称这座山为 Govardhan.
Because it was shelter for so many cows.
因为它为许多母牛提供了庇护所。
But since the nature of Govardhan is Prem,
因为Govardhan 的本质就是 Prem,
and because Prema always expands.
因为 Prema 是不断的增长的。
Very soon, Govardhan.Expanded in size, he got so big that he took up all the space in Goloka.
很快，Govardhan Govardhan 山就不断的增大，不断的扩大，没过多久就占据了Goloka 的所有的空间。
And naturally, because he took up all the space, the Brajabasis were becoming inconvenienced.
因为他占的地方太大了。所以 Brajabasi 文达芬的居民们 觉得很不方便。
And they complained to Krishna.
他们就向 Krishna 抱怨。
He's taken up all our space.
他把我们的地方都占走了。
There's no place for us.
我们都 没地方待了。
So then Krishna gave him a slap.
然后 Krishna 就拍了他一巴掌。
And when he gave him that slap,he then became a suitable size in proportion to his surroundings.
被 Krishna 拍了一掌之后，他瞬间就变成了一个更小一点的山。这下他的大小和他所处的地方环境正好成和谐的比例。
So Govardhan learned a great lesson.
Govardhan 就吸取了教训。
Even if one is tasting great ecstasy of pure love for Krishna.
那这个教训就是，即便一个人在品尝着对 Krishna 的狂喜，爱的狂喜。
Even if it's in the presence of the divine couple.
即便他就在这对神圣眷侣的面前。
This is not an excuse for inconveniencing others.
他也没有理由他也不能找借口给别人带来不便。
Especially the Lord's associates.
尤其是不能给主的同游带来不便。
So, at the, about the same time, you know, the earth was overburdened with demons.
大概在同一时期地球上正在大地正在承受着各种恶魔的侵扰。
We know that, of course, Bhumi approaches Shiodakshai Vishnu. Bhumi approaches Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma goes into a message transmission to Shiodakshai Vishnu.
地球母亲 Bhumi 去找 Shiodakshai Vishnu， 又找Brahma 就把这个讯息又传递给 Shirdakshai Vishnu.
And so now was the time for Krishna to descend.
这时候 Krishna 该降临了。
And of course he asked Srimati Radharani to come with him.
他要降临这时候他就请求 Srimati Radharani 和他一起到来。
But she replied that wherever you go, I must also be there, but how can I be happy where there's no Vrindavan forest, no Jamuna river, and no Govardhan hill?
Srimati Radharani 回答说，无论你去哪儿，我都可以和你一起去，不过如果没有Vrindavan 没的森林，没有亚摩纳河，没有 Govardhan 山，我怎么能够想象一个没有他们的地方呢？
So Krishna makes the arrangement to transport all three of them.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就做出了安排，把这三样Vrindavan 的森林，还有亚摩纳河以及 Govardhan 山一起带走了。
Govardhan takes birth as the son of Drona.
Govardhan 是以 Drona 的儿子的身份显现的。
Drona Chala means a mountain in the Himalayas.
Drona Chala 的意思是山。
And, of course, as any father would be,He was very proud of Govardhan.
就像所有的父亲都以自己的儿子为自己的儿子感到自豪。这个 Dronachana 他也因为有 Govardhan 山作为他的儿子感到很自豪。
But one day there was a great Muni who arrived. His name was Pulastya Muni.
有一天有一个 Muni Pulastya Muni 经过这里。
And he was praising Giriraj for all his lush grasses and his caves and his streams and his waterfalls and all of this was perfect for him to have his ashram and perform his meditation.
这个 Plastron Muni 看到 Govardhan 山之后就对他 Govardhan 山上的鲜美的嫩草还有山洞溪流还有瀑布大加赞赏他觉得这真的是一个很适合他建一个灵修的场所一个 ashram 的地方。
So he appealed to Dronachala, please give me your son Govardhan.
他就向 Dronachala 祈求到说请你把你的儿子 Govardhan 给我吧。
Of course, like any father, he was very, very distraught.
当然跟所有做父亲的一样Dronachala 听到之后他感到非常的难过。
But at the same time, Palastramuni was a great sage and he didn't want to offend him.
但与此同时 Palastramuni 又是一个伟大的圣人他也不想冒犯圣人。
So feeling great lamentation, he reluctantly agreed.
虽然心里很难过他还是很不情愿的把儿子给了他。
But then Govardhan spoke up and he said, I will go with you on one condition.
然后 Govardhan 就开口说话了。他说我会跟你走的但是你得答应我一个条件。
That is that wherever you set me down, there I will stay forever.
这个条件就是你带我走的路上不管你在哪儿停下来那我你不管你在哪儿把我放下来我就会待在那个地方不再移动了。
So this Palastramuni was very powerful.
这 Palastramuni 非常有力量。
And he was able to carry Govardhan and through his mystic potency, he was able to carry him and fly through the sky and travel great distance.
因为这个 Palastramuni 他是有神秘力量的他能够背着 Govardhan 山在空中飞翔飞了很长的距离。
But just as they were nearing Braj, Palastramuni got a very, very serious urge to fulfill the call of nature.
但是就在飞到快接近 Braj 稳达问的时候 Palastramuni 就感到强烈的来自大自然的召唤。
So he was forced to stop, to make a pit stop, and to allow, and to set Govardhan down and attend to his business.
他就特别想很急切的想要去小便所以他就停下来把 Govardhan 山先放下来先去小便。
And so after he returned, he said, okay, now we should continue our journey.
结束之后呢回来以后他告诉 Govardhan 说好吧那我们继续往前走吧。
But Govardhan said, you remember my condition?
可是 Govardhan 回答说你还记得我当初说的条件吗
I told you at the beginning of our journey, wherever you set me down, there I would stay.
出发前我就告诉你了你把我放到哪儿我就会待到哪儿。
So Govardhan said, here I will stay, and I will stay here forever.
Govardhan 就说我就待到这儿了我永远就待到这儿了。
So Palastramuni was very upset.
Palastramuni 非常的不安。
He said, well, you can stay here, but I curse you that each day you will shrink in size by the dimension of a mustard seed.
但是Palastramuni 说你可以留在这儿但是我要诅咒你每一天你的高度都会缩减一个芥末籽那么大。
Some say a mustard seed, some say a sesame seed, but a small size.
有的人说是芥末籽，有的人说是向日葵籽，哎，总之呢是很小的。
So, of course, Balasta Muni went on his way, upset, but what could he do?
哦，有的人说是芥末籽，有的人说是芝麻籽，那后来 Balasta Muni 就继续上路了，他也没什么办法。
So, now, Giriraj Govardhan was in the spot that he is today. He wanted to be there so he could serve Radha and Krishna and their associates and take part in their pastimes.
那今天我们看到的Govardhan 所在的地方就是当初他被放下来的那个地方，因为他就想待在那儿，在那个地方的话他就可以去服务 Radha Krishna 和他们的同游。
Now in the beginning, when he first appeared and he was first, how shall we say, implanted or he sat down there, he was much bigger than he is today.
Govardhan 先刚刚坐落到Vrindavan 的时候，他的体积比现在要大。
Originally, he was some 64 kilometers long.
最初呢，他是大概64公里，周长64公里。
He was about 40 kilometers wide.
40公里宽。
And he was 16 kilometers tall.
16公里的高度。
Now, to put this into perspective, Mount Everest, the highest mountain, is only about 30,000 feet, and 16 kilometers is about 52,000 feet, so nearly double that.
Gordon is doubles Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is about 30,000 feet tall. And Govardhan is about 52,000, was 52,000 feet tall in the beginning.
那我们知道，世界最高峰，珠穆朗玛峰是最高的峰顶是三万英尺，而 Govardhan 山最初的高度是52,000英尺，也就是都接近珠穆朗玛峰的两倍了。
So.Almost twice.
基本上是两倍的高度了。
But because of that curse, he shrunk. Because this was in the Satyuga when he appeared. And so he has gradually shrunk down.
但因为 Govardhan 显现的时候是在 Satya 年代黄金年代，所以这几个年代过去了，到现在他已经缩成了现在这个大小。
Now we know that Lord Chaitanya himself, at one point, he received a Govardhan Shila.
我们知道，主 Chaitanya 他曾经有一次获得了一枚Govardhan Shila.
We hear from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that one devotee came from Vrindavan to Puri, Jagannath Puri, and he brought one small Shila from Govardhan Hill.
从永恒的主柴坦尼亚经当中，我们有读到说，曾经有一次，一个奉献者从文达文去到了Jagannath Puri， 他去的时候就带了一个 Govardhan Shila。
And because Govardhan is non-different from the body of Shri Krishna, Lord Chaitanya very much valued that Shila.
因为 Govardhan。Shila, Govardhan 和 Krishna 没有区别，所以主 Chaitanya 看到这个 Govardhan Shila 之后就特别的珍惜。
He felt that he was receiving Krishna directly.
他觉得他是亲自直接见到了Krishna 本人。
So he wrapped Govardhan with a string and then he would wear that Shila around his neck.
他就用给这一块 Govardhan Shila 穿了一根线，把它戴到脖子上。
And in intervals, he would pick up the shila from his chest and he would press it against his forehead or press it against his eyes.
时不时的他会拿起这个 Govardhan Shila, 把它摁在自己的额头或者是贴在自己的眼睛。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that shila was constantly soaked with the tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 描述说，这块 Shila 持续不断的浸泡在 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的泪水中。
So in this way, he was getting a continuous Abhishek.
也就是说，这块 Shila 不断的在接受着 Abhishek 沐浴。
With the tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
用是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 本人的泪水在沐浴。
Now, this shila was so dear to Lord Chaitanya.
这块 shila 对主 Chaitanya 来说非常的亲近。
But at some point, he gave this shila to Raghunath Das Goswami.
可是有一天他却把这块对他来说很亲切的shila 给到了 Raghunath Das Goswami.
And he gave him very precise and extensive instructions how Giriraj should be worshipped.
还给了他特别的详细的特别精准的服务这块 shila 的具体的指示。
How many tulsi leaves, how many flowers, how to bathe, and so on.
比如说在崇拜这块 Shila 的时候到底要给他供奉几片 Tulsi 叶几朵花要怎样去沐浴。
And we also know that Raghunath Das Goswami, he considered like Giriraj his life and soul.
我们也知道 Raghunath Das Goswami 把 Giriraj 当作是他的生命和灵魂。
And he worshipped that Shila throughout his whole life.
他一生都在崇拜着这块Govardhan Shila.
We also know, for those of us who have visited, that Raghunath Das Goswami, he made his residence at Radhakund.
我们拜访过 Govardhan 的奉献者们都知道 Raghunath Das Goswami 甚至在 Radhakund 附近建了一个他的居所他就住在那里。
Which, as we know, is just at the foot of Govardhan Hill.
就在 Govardhan 山脚下。
And we also hear that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also took shelter there.
我们也知道 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 也是托庇了Govardhan 山。
In fact, it was at Govardhan Hill, just near Radhakund,that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard the narrations of Mahaprabhu's Leela from Raghunath Das Goswami.
其实也就是在 Govardhan 山在 Radhakund 附近 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 从 Raghunath Das Goswami 那里聆听到了主 Chaitanya 的逍遥时光。
And it was actually at Govardhan Hill that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita.
It was, he wrote that at Govardhan Hill.
That's correct.
Krishnadas Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, 他写永恒的主 Chaitanya 经就是在 Govardhan 山写的。
So this place is so sacred.Govardhan is so sacred.
Govardhan 是特别神圣的。
And for those of us who visited, we know that every day there are so many people circumambulating.
拜访过 Govardhan 山的奉献者们都知道，每一天都会有很多人在绕拜 Govardhan 山。
Because they know that Giriraj can give so much mercy.
因为他们明白 Giriraj Govardhan 会给他们很多的仁慈。
We also know that our own Srila Prabhupada, just 3 days before he departed this world, which was Govardhan Puja in 1977, he also develops this desire to circumambulate Govardhan Hill.
我们知道 1977年的Govardhan Puja那一天, 那是Srila Prabhupada离开躯体前的那个第三天, Prabhupada也很强烈的愿望, 想要在离开躯体前再绕拜Govardhan山一次。
And by then he was so thin.
那时候Prabhupada已经很消瘦了,
little more than a bag of bones.
简直就是瘦骨嶙峋了。
So when he proposed this, his doctors and the devotees, they were so frightened.
当圣帕瓦提出要绕拜戈布丹山的时候，他的门徒还有医生们都感到都很害怕。
By this point, he had to be very gently moved, what to speak of carried, and what to speak of going in a bullock cart around Govardhan Hill.
当时圣普拉普哈德的身体特别的虚弱了，稍稍轻轻的移动一下都是很难的，更别说在抬着他，或者是让他坐上牛车去绕拜戈布丹山了。But
when he knew that Govardhan Puja was coming, he was so overwhelmed with joy that he actually ordered his disciples that I want you to take me on parikrama around Govardhan Hill.
当Srila Prabhupada听说Govardhan Puja快到了的时候，他心中充满了喜悦，他甚至命令他的门徒，直接给他的门徒训令说，请你们带我绕拜Govardhan山。They
couldn't believe what he was saying.
奉献者们简直难以相信Prabhupada所说的。
You cannot walk, you cannot even move.
你根本不能走路，你连动都动不了了。
He said, no, I can't walk, but you can take me in a bullock cart.
Prabhupada说，是，我是不能走了，但你们可以让我坐着牛车来绕。Then
we can have kirtan all around Govardhan Hill.
这样的话，我们就能绕着戈尔丹山来做kirtan唱诵。He
said, that will make me happy.
这样我才会开心。And
so there were two camps of devotees that formed.
当时奉献者就形成了两派。Some,
particularly those who were his main carers, they said, please don't do this. Please don't do this.
其中一派 也就是主要在照顾Prabhupada的奉献者说，请不要绕拜了。If
you go, you're definitely going to die.
如果真要去的话，肯定必死无疑。At
that point, they were thinking, we need you. We need you to stay. Please don't do this.
因为当时奉献者说，我们需要你，请你留下来，请你不要绕拜。So
Prabhupada told them, you know, why are you talking about death? Death will come whether I go or not.
Prabhupada说，你为什么谈到死亡？不管我去不去绕拜，死亡总是会来临的。But
if I die at Govardhan, it'll be very auspicious.
如果真要死在戈尔丹山，那也是很吉祥的。But
I don't think I'll die. Krishna will protect me.
但我觉得我不会死在戈尔丹山的，Krishna会保护我的。Then
he said, take me, that is my order.
然后他说，就带我去绕拜吧，这是我的训令。So
these devotees were really in anxiety.
那这一派的奉献者真的很焦虑。They
thought that Prabhupada should not go, and another group of devotees said, no, we should fulfill his long cherished desire.
这一派的奉献者还是坚持说Prabhupada不能去绕拜，而另一派的奉献者说，不，我们得满足Prabhupada一直以来的愿望。But
no one could face him. No one could face Prabhupada.
但是没有人能够去直视 Prabhupada。
They were too fearful.
他们太害怕了。
So finally, devotees got the idea to approach one of Prabhupada's godbrothers.
后来，奉献者们想了一个主意，他们就去找圣 Prabhupada 的神兄弟。
Because, of course, we know from Shastra, the disciple cannot argue with the guru because it's a great offense.
因为经典上说了，门徒是不能和 guru 争辩的，这是一个冒犯。
But a godbrother can argue out of intimacy because they have a close relationship.
但神兄弟之间因为有亲密的关系，所以是可以的。
So one of his very dear godbrothers was there, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj.
圣 Prabhupada 最亲密的神兄弟之一，也就是 Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj。
Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj.
Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj 当时就他们就找到了他。
And he spoke on the devotee's behalf.
他就替奉献者们代表奉献者们去和圣 Prabhupada 谈。
And finally, Prabhupada relented. He said, "If you want me to stay, I will stay."
后来 ，Prabhupada 让步了。他说：“如果你们真的想要让我留下来，那我还是留下来吧。”
And he said something very significant.
他说了很重要的一句话。
He said, "I must be above and beyond all of my own desires."
他说：“我应该他说我。”我要I should
You know, Kamalila, you don't sound focused. You seem like you're stumbling a lot. It's not as fluid as usual. Is there a problem?
I want to be a little bit accurate. So Prabhupada said I should be above my own desire.
He said I must be above and beyond all of my own desires, any of my own desires.
接下来圣 Prabhupada 说了一句很重要的话，他说，我必须，超越，必须高于，必须超越我所有的我个人的愿望。
Said I must respond to the love of my devotees.
我必须对我的奉献者们对我的爱做出回应。
So finally, he agreed, and he made the decision not to go.
后来他就答应了，决定不去绕拜了。
So, in Braj, of course, Govardhan is, you know, in the center of so many pastimes.
在 Braj, Govardhan 山是很多笑时光的中心。
We hear from the Bhagavatam that, you know, just after Krishna, he showed his mercy to the wives of the Brahmins.
在圣典波迦谈当中，我们听到说，Krishna 在给那些婆罗门的妻子，仁慈之后。
He then observed that Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd men, they were arranging all of these preparations for a big yajna.
他看到 Nanda Maharaj 和其他一些牧牛郎们在准备着盛大的崇拜主 Indra 的祭祀。
And even though Krishna was very young, he started to inquire.
虽然说当时 Krishna 年纪还很小，他就开始发问了。
What is this that you're doing?
他就问到说，你们到底在做什么呀？
What is this ritual?
这个仪式是做什么用的？
Who is it for?
这个是目的是什么？
And what will you accomplish by performing it?
做这个祭祀能得到什么呢？
So the first point is that, you know, Krishna disapproves of performing any ritual without a deep understanding of what you're doing and why.
首先 Krishna 就表示对这样的做法是不赞成的，也就是你还没有对这个礼节这个仪式有深刻的理解，也不明白你为什么做，这样的做法 Krishna 是很不赞成的。
That's Krishna's first lesson. Understand fully before doing.
这是 Krishna 要给人们的第一个启示，不管做什么，要充分的理解你在做什么。
Another thing is, we should do things based on Shastra.
那其次，我们做的事情要基于经典 Shastra。
Not just because of family tradition,
不只是因为这是家庭传统。
or out of superstition, if I don't do it, something's going to happen to me.
或者是出于迷信，以为我不这么做的话，就会有不好的事情发生。
Krishna was asking Nandamarj, why? For who? What are you doing?
所以，Krishna 就问到，Nanda Maharaj，你在做什么？是在为谁而做？为什么要这么做？
And Krishna explained to him that, if we perform yajna in ignorance and we don't really understand these things, then you will not get the proper result.
Krishna 就像 Nanda Maharaj 解释到说，如果你在做一件事情，但是却不知道为什么要这么做，为谁而做，那你就无法得到恰当的结果。
And also in that exchange with Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, he says that there should be no secrets, between us. I mean, we're family, we're friends here.
而且，在和 Nanda Maharaj 对话的过程当中，Krishna 也说了，我们之间不该有秘密的，我们都是自家人，都是朋友。
There should be no secrets amongst us.
我们之间不应该有秘密。
And so Krishna is instructing that, we shouldn't have two lives.
Krishna 说，我们不能，过着两种生活。
Like some people have a private life and a public life.
比如说，有的人会有公共生活，还有私生活。
We say something, but we act differently.
也就是我们口头上说的和做的是不一样的。
But Krishna's teaching is that we should live our lives according to that we speak.
但 Krishna 的教导是，我们的做法、我们的生活应该和我们所说的话是一致的。
And of course, all of that is based on scripture.
当然，这一切都是基于经典的。
And then, of course, Nanda Maharaj begins to speak.
Nanda Maharaj 当然也开始讲话了。
And he explains to Krishna that we're performing Indra Yajna.
他就像 Krishna 解释说，我们在做 Indra Yajna，在为主 Indra 做祭祀。
We've been doing this for a long time.
我们已经做了很长时间了。
Because you see, we are a cowherd community. We raise cows, we grow grains, and so we're completely dependent on the rain.
他说：“我们这是一个农场社区，饲养母牛的社区。我们需要养母牛，需要种谷物，这就需要大量的雨水。
If it doesn't rain, we'll have no success in our life.
不下雨的话，我们生活就没法活下去了。”
And Indra is that personality. He's the deva, and he's the one that, when pleased, will allow rain to fall.
而给我们降下雨水的就是 Indra，他是那个降临雨水的，是给我们降下雨水的，神职。只要他被取悦了，他就会安排雨水的降临。
So we're performing this yajna to please Indra so that he will provide, plentiful rains.
所以呢，我们做这个祭祀是为了取悦主 Indra，以便他能够安排充足的雨水。
And then we'll have a very nice life.
然后我们才会生活得很幸福。
There'll be, you know, abundance and the cows will be very happy.
我们会生活得很富足很快乐我们也有会有很多母牛。
And of course, then Krishna starts to speak various philosophies.
Krishna 就开始讲述各种哲学了。
All meant to convince Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men that no, instead of worshipping Indra, we should instead worship Govardhan Hill.
讲了那么多哲学，目的就是为了说服 Nanda Maharaj 和其他的牧牛郎，告诉他们说，不，我们不需要崇拜 Indra, 我们需要崇拜 Govardhan 山。
So he speaks this Karma Mimamsa philosophy.
所以他就讲述了 Karma Mimamsa 哲学。
He says, everything is due to the laws of karma. If you act good, you get good results.
这个哲学的核心就是说，一切都是因为业报，你做好事就能够得好报。
And if you act bad, you get bad results.
做坏事得恶报。
So Indra is simply the deliverer of your karma.
Indra 只不过是你的业报结果的，业报结果的一个输送员。
So if you're performing good works, Indra, he has to give the reins.
也就是说，你要做善事，做好做好的活动 ，Indra 就必须给你好的结果。
You know, it's like if you pay your utility bill, then you'll get water or you'll get electricity.
就像是你付了水电费，就肯定能得到水和电的。
If you don't pay your bill, well, yes, of course, that particular utility gets turned off.
相反，如果不付水电费的话，那就会断电断水。
But you don't have to go and flatter someone. You have to go and flatter the person who is in charge of the water department, electricity department. If you pay your bill, you'll get the service.
但是你不用去奉承负责水利部门或者电力部门的负责人，你只需要买单，需要付水电费就能自动的享受水电服务。
So Krishna, he was explaining that if you just do good works, why do you have to spend all this time, you know, trying to satisfy the Indra?
所以 Krishna 就解释说，既然你一直都在做，如果你一直都在做好事，那为什么还要做这个祭祀来满足 Indra 呢？
And another thing that Krishna was teaching was surrender.
Krishna 教导的另外一点就是臣服。
That is that, if his devotees are worshipping a demigod in his presence, then that is offensive.
如果说Krishna 的奉献者当着 Krishna 的面在崇拜其他的半神人，那是一个冒犯。
Because all the demigods are simply his servants.
因为所有的半神人只不过是 Krishna 的仆人而已。
So if you worship Krishna, it's like watering the root of the tree, and automatically, all others are worshipped.
如果崇拜 Krishna 的话，就相当于在给树根浇水，树根浇水，树的其他部分就自然会得到滋养。
Of course, another thing is very obvious is that, you know, Krishna's mercy also often comes in the form of curbing our pride.
还有一点就是 Krishna 的仁慈通常展示的形式就是他会消除或者是会拿走我们的骄傲。
Krishna knew that Indra was very proud.
Krishna 知道 Indra 特别的骄傲。
Indra could not at that point understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
当时 Indra 都没法明白 Krishna 是至尊人格神首。
He thought he was just, and it's expressed that Krishna, who is this talkative young boy? Why are they following him? He's just a village boy.
当时他甚至 Indra 甚至说，你是谁呀？你不过是一个多嘴多舌的一个乡村里面的小男孩而已。
So when Krishna appeared, it's not that everyone understood that he was God.
所以当 Krishna 降临的时候，并不是每个人都能够理解他是神。
Only those who had devotion could understand he was God.
只有怀有奉爱之情的人才能够明白 Krishna 就是至尊人格神首。
Others thought that he was a powerful mystic.
其他人会以为他是一个很有力量的玄秘主义者。
Or maybe some sort of demigod.
或者顶多是某种半神人。
But many didn't understand he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
很多人都无法明白他就是至尊人格神首。
So Krishna knew that Indra was very proud.
Krishna 知道 Indra 是非常自负，非常骄傲的。
Because he had such a big position.
因为他的地位很大。
I mean, he was the president of the demigods.
他是天堂星球，他是所有半神人中当中的君王。
It's a big position.
是很高的一个位置。
And oftentimes when one is put into a big position, you know, one becomes quite proud.
往往人被放在了很高的位置，很大的位置的时候，就容易骄傲起来。
When you can control material nature to some extent, and then you can control other people, and you have great power and great authority over others, it's hard to remain humble.
每当被置于很高的位置的时候，你就有一些权力，有权威去控制，某种程度上控制物质能量，控制资源和控制其他人，这时候就很容易生起骄傲。
At the same time, Krishna knew that Indra was a deva, he was a demigod, and ultimately he was a devotee.
但 Krishna 是明白的， Indra 是一个 deva, 是半神人，但终极来说，他也是一位奉献者。
But he had become intoxicated by his big position.
只是他被这个很高的位置冲昏了头脑。
So because Indra was his devotee, Krishna was very merciful and wanted to curb his pride.
Indra 也是主 Krishna 的奉献者。Krishna 是那么的仁慈，所以他就想帮助 Indra 来抑制他的骄傲。
So simultaneously, you know, Krishna wanted to give pleasure to the Vrajvasis. He wanted to establish that for his devotees, there's no need to worship anyone but him. But he also wanted to curb the pride of Indradev.
所以 Krishna 一方面是想要去帮助他的这些 Vrajavasi 文他们的居民，让他们明白不需要崇拜除了他之外的任何半神人，任何其他人，只需要崇拜他。另一方面，他也想帮助主 Indra 抑制他的骄傲。
So then he began to speak in such a way to convince Maharaj to stop Indra Puja.
所以他才说了这番话，就是想制止 Nanda Maharaj 停止对主 Indra 的祭祀。
And you know he speaks some more, actually kind of an atheistic philosophy. Work is worship. If you just do your work, then automatically you're going to get the results. You don't have to do anything else.
他甚至说了一些看似无神论的一些观点、理论。他说工作本身就是值得崇拜的，你只要好好工作，自然就能够得到好的结果，其他什么都不需要做了。
Actually, some people have that kind of notion that work is worship.
的确，有一部分人有这样的观念，他们觉得工作就是他的崇拜。
Whether there's a God or not doesn't make any difference.
有没有神没关系，没区别。
Because God is subservient to your karma. Because God is subservient to your karma. Hare Krishna.
Sorry, Gurmaj, I didn't catch the last one, last sentence.
There's an atheistic philosophy that says whether there's a God or not, it doesn't really matter. Because God is subservient to your karma.
有一种无神论的观点，就认为，只要好好工作就可以了，有没有神是没有什么区别的，一切都是你的业报构成的，神也是一切都是你的业报构成的。
So this is another thing he put forth. I mean, these are all completely bogus kind of philosophies, but you know, Krishna is having a little bit of fun, and you know, it's basic, whatever he says, practically speaking, it's already quite certain that Nanda Maharaj and, you know, the rest of the Braj Basis are just going to follow him because that's all they knew. All they knew is Krishna. So ultimately, they're going to follow him anyway.
Krishna, 看似是讲了一些无神论的观点，但是他这么说也是有点是说着玩的。不过呢，不管他说什么，他都确信 Nanda Maharaj 和 Braja 的其他居民，都是最终会听从他的，因为这里的居民 Vrindavan 的居民除了 Krishna 以外，也再没有其他，不知道其他的了。
And so finally, Krishna just starts speaking of practicality.
后来 Krishna 就开始讲一些实际的东西了。
He says, "Where are you getting all your gifts from?"
他说，你们的礼物都是从哪里得来的呢？
You're getting from Govardhan Hill. You know, the grasses are there. Your cows are grazing. They're being nourished by those very lush green grasses, and they're producing milk.
比如说，这些仙草是哪里来的呢？你们是从戈尔丹山上得到的，母牛们吃的青草也都是戈尔丹山上来的。他们吃了青草之后，才产下甜美的牛奶。
You're also getting the blessings of the Brahmins that give us Vedic knowledge.
还有，我们也在获得那些婆罗门们的祝福。他们通过唱诵伟达曼陀罗给我们祝福，给我们伟达知识。
So he said, just therefore, just take all of this paraphernalia and worship the Brahmins, the cows, and Govardhan Hill.
所以还是把你们准备的祭祀用品都用来崇拜婆罗门，崇拜 Govardhan 山，崇拜母牛吧。
So when Nanda Maharaj and all of the elder cowherd men heard this, they loved Krishna so much, so they had to do whatever he wanted.
Nanda Maharaj 和年长的牧牛郎们听了 Krishna 说的话之后，对他喜欢的不得了，所以他们就情不自禁的很愿意按他说的去做了。
They knew that Krishna was just joking. Preaching bogus philosophy.
他们知道 Krishna 刚刚说的那些虚假的哲学，那些不正宗的哲学，只不过是在说着玩的。
But they didn't care what the philosophy was. They just wanted to please Krishna.
其实他们根本不在乎到底讲的是什么哲学，他们只想学 Krishna 而已。
And finally, they said, "Yes, this."Yes, just tell us how to do it.
后来他们就说，好吧，那你就告诉我们怎么做吧。
Krishna tells them, you cook mountains of prasadam.
Krishna 就告诉他们说，你们要做如大山一般的一堆 Prasadam。
He tells them, you make sweet rice, you make porridge, you make halva, you make rasgullas.
说你们要做甜奶饭，要做 porridge， 要做 halva， 要做其他的，还有
rasgulla。Gulab jamuns.
Gulab jamun.
Ladus.
Ladu.
Chapatis.
Chapati.
Rice and many varieties of sabjis.
米饭还有各式各样的 sabji.
And all kinds of cakes.
还有各式各样的蛋糕。
There's a whole description. There's fried cakes. There's cakes soaked in milk preparations.
还有炸的。蛋糕，还有泡在牛奶制品当中的蛋糕，经典当中有大量的详细的描述。
So you prepare all these things and you make offerings for the pleasure of the Brahmins' cows in Govardhan Hill.
Krishna 说，你们准备所有的这些东西，然后把它们供奉给 Govardhan 山，供奉给婆罗门，供奉给母牛。
Then after that.Let everyone in Vrindavan decorate themselves with the nicest jewelry, the nicest clothes, and then let us take bullock carts with all the cows in front of us and circumambulate Govardhan Hill.
然后呢，让 Govardhan 让 Braja 的所有的居民都穿上最华美的衣服，戴上最漂亮的首饰，我们。让母牛拉着车，一起来绕拜 Govardhan 山。
So they perform this very elaborate and very beautiful ceremony.
就这样，他们进行了如此精美的、细致的宏大的祭祀仪式。
And so, yes, just as Krishna directed, there were mountains and mountains of bhoga.
就像按照 Krishna 指示的，他们就堆起了一座一座大山那么多的那么大量的 Prasad Bhoga。
And so now, you know, Krishna said, we have to offer this prasadam to Govardhan.
说完之后 ，Krishna 说，那接下来我们要把这些供奉给 Govardhan。
And as they were offering, right before their eyes, Govardhan assumed a personal form.
在他们供奉的同时 ，Govardhan 展示出了人的形体。
And this form it grew so big, but it at the same time was none different from Krishna.
这个山的形体变得很大，那其实它和 Krishna 本人没有区别。
Krishna was standing right there, but, you know, he expanded himself in that form as well, assumed this huge form, and began to then accept the offerings.
虽然 Krishna 就站在现场，但同时他又把展示为山的样子，而且把这个山的形体不断的扩大，然后接受了奉献者们供奉的所有食物。
He ate everything.
把所有的供奉全都吃完了。
But even though there was so much and he had consumed everything, he was still wanting more.
虽然说奉献者们已经准备了那么多的东西，他也全都吃了，吃了那么多，但是他还想要更多。
During the offering, of course, Krishna himself bowed down and offered obeisances to Giriraj.
在供奉的过程当中，Krishna 本人也向 Giriraj 顶拜。
To show us personally just how important the worship of Giriraj Govardhan is.
他通过他亲自的做出的动作行为向我们展示崇拜 Govardhan 山是多么的重要。
And all the Brajabasis followed him and did the same.
所有的Brajapasi 们也都按照他所做的一起来顶拜了。
But at one point, Govardhan, in that huge form, you know, he said, Anior, Anior, I want more, give me more.
展示出巨大形体的 Giriraj Govardhan, 吃到一会儿的时候他就开始喊了 Anior, Anior, 意思就是再来点儿，再来点儿。
But there was nothing to give.
但已经没有什么能够给出来了。
And everyone was a bit frightened. We have nothing to offer. What will we do?
大家都很害怕，已经没有什么可以供奉了，该怎么办呢？
But then Krishna understood that if he would offer some tulsi leaves, then Govardhan would be satisfied.
但是 Krishna 明白，如果供奉一点 tulsi 叶的话，Govardhan 就会满意的，就会满足的。
And when he offered those tulsi leaves, everything was perfect and complete.
但他们供奉了一片 tulsi 叶的时候，一切都变得完美而完整了。
That of course teaches us that no offering is complete without the offering of tulsi.
这给我们一个提醒，我们任何时候在供奉的时候不放 tulsi 叶，这个供奉就是不完整的。
So after Giriraj, he consumed all of that offering. Then, right before everyone's eyes, he gave it all back again.
Giriraj, 吃完所有的贡品之后，他又当着所有人的面，把供奉的东西给到了所有的人。
And then Krishna, directed them that now we must distribute this prasad to everybody.
接下来 Krishna 又指示所有人说，接下来我们要把Prasadam 派发给每个人。
First to the Brahmins and to everyone else.
先派发给婆罗门，再派发给其他所有人。
Even the dogs, the cats, cows, everyone.
狗、猫，每个人，谁都不能例外。
Krishna said, let everyone enjoy.This wonderful Mahaprasad of Giriraj.
Krishna 说，就让每个人，让所有的生物体都来享受 Giriraj Govardhan 的美妙的 Mahaprasadam 吧。
So they enjoyed a very, very wonderful feast.
就这样，大家就一起享用了大餐。
And they danced in ecstasy, remembering Krishna.
在狂喜当中舞蹈着。意念着 Krishna, 想着 Krishna.
They danced all the way home.
一路跳着舞跳回了家。
Everyone in Braj was happy.
Braj 的每个人都非常的快乐。
Except one person.
只有一个人不开心。
Indra.
那就是 Indra.
He said, "Where is my puja?"
他说，我的 puja 呢？
And he was told that Krishna took all this paraphernalia and offered it to Govardhan Hill.
有人就告诉他了，是 Krishna 把本来用作你的 puja 的所有的东西都拿去供奉给 Govardhan Shan 了。
To Govardhan Hill?
给 Govardhan Shan?
That was meant for me.
那不是给我准备的吗？
For generations.You know, all the forefathers of Nandamars have been offering me this sacrifice.
他们已经好几代人了。Nandamaraj 的祖先，他们好几代人都在给我做这样的祭祀。
I'm the supplier of the rains.
我可是给他们提供雨水的人。
What does this Krishna think he is?
这个 Krishna 以为他是谁呀？
Now these Brajbasis...Rather than accept my supreme authority, they are accepting the authority of this cowherd boy.
现在你看看这些 Brajabasi 们，他们居然不接受我为最高的权威，居然接受这一个小牧牛童。
This ignorant, foolish, little talkative cowherd boy.
接受这个愚蠢的多嘴的小牧牛童。
Now they must be punished.
现在一定得给他们惩罚。
So Indra calls his Samvartaka clouds.
就这样 ,Indra 换来了他的 Samvartaka 云朵。
These are the clouds that are used at the time of, devastation.
这个 Samvartaka 云朵是宇宙毁灭的时候才会出现才会用到的云朵。
Samvartaka.
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 That's good. So these clouds are capable of pouring torrents and torrents of rain. They flood the entire earth.
Samvartaka 云朵就降起了，降下了倾盆大雨，让整个地球都像都发了洪水。
These are the clouds that are used at dissolution after the day of Brahma.
在主 Brahma 的白天结束的时候，宇宙毁灭的时候，才会用到 Samvartaka 云朵。
Yeah, Samvartaka, the Samvartaka clouds.
Samvartaka 云朵。
And so, on Indra's order, they went and they inundated the land of Braj.
在 Indra 的命令下，这些 Samvartaka 云朵就到了Braj， 将整个 Braj 都淹在了水中。
And Indra said, I will be behind you with my thunderbolts on my elephant carrier, Airavat.
然后 Indra 说，我会我随后我就会到的，我会拿着我会骑着我的坐骑Airavat 大象拿着雷电。
So Braj became like an ocean.
这时候 Braj 已经像淹没在海洋中了。
Torrents of rain and thunder and lightning and wind.
大雨倾盆，电闪雷鸣，狂风大作。
And the cows and the gopis and the gopas, they were feeling so much distress.
牧牛们，还有牧牛郎、牧牛女们都感到痛苦极了。
They were soaking wet.
他们全身都湿了。
They were freezing.
都快冻僵了。
Thunderbolts were coming.In all directions.
各个方向都是电闪雷鸣。
And then they turned to Govinda.
然后他们才转向了 Govinda.
And because they remembered that Gargamuni had said in the past that when danger comes, Govinda will save you.
因为他们想起来了，曾经 Gargamuni 告诉过他们说，每当有危险降临的时候，Govinda 会救你们的。
So they approached Krishna and they begged him, please protect us.
所以他们就转向 Krishna， 祈求 Krishna 说，请救救我们吧。
And so Krishna then, went into action.
这时候 Krishna 就采取行动了。
I will protect my devotees and Indra's pride will be smashed.
我会保护我的奉献者，也会让，也会粉碎 Indra 的骄傲。
So it said that Krishna, he left his home and he ran to where Govardhan Hill was.
据说 Krishna 跑出了家，跑到 Govardhan 山所在的地方。
And by an arrangement of Yoga Maya, Krishna did not get wet.
在 Yoga Maya 的影响下 ，Krishna 并没有衣服并没有被打湿。
Not even one drop of water was placed on even one hair of his head.
一滴水，那滴雨都没能掉到 Krishna 的身上，连他的根头发都没湿。
Then Krishna effortlessly lifted the Govardhan Hill, just like a child lifts a mushroom.
Krishna 不费吹灰之力就轻松地举起了 Govardhan 山，就像一个孩子，举起了蘑菇一样。
Eventually, he balanced it on the little finger of his left hand.
后来，他用他的左手的小拇指就举起了 Govardhan 山。
And then he called out to all the Brajabasis, "Please come underneath. You have nothing to fear."
然后他就开始喊 Brajabasi 温达文的居民，请过来，请来到山下，你们不用害怕。
So they all came, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of cows. Nanda Maharaj himself had like nearly a million cows.
他们都跑过来了，甚至成百上千万的 Nanda Maharaj 的母牛们也随着 Nanda Maharaj 躲到了山下。
So because Govardhan's his form was touched by Krishna, his form expanded unlimitedly to accommodate everybody.
因为 Govardhan 山，他的身体 ，Govardhan 山的身体触碰到了 Krishna 的身体 ，Krishna 的手指，所以他就不断的扩大，足够大到让 Braja 所有的 Braja 的居民都能够躲在他的山下。
And Krishna stood there.Continuously for 7 days.
Krishna 就站在那里，一站就是七天七夜。
And no one even thought about eating, drinking, or sleeping.
在场的人，没有人想，甚至没有人想起来要吃、要睡、要休息。
They were in ecstasy just being with Krishna.
他们仅仅是和 Krishna 在一起，就充满着狂喜。
They were able to meditate on his transcendental form and see his smiling face with his lotus eyes 24 hours a day for 7 days.
因为这七天之内，他们可以每天24小时不断的冥想着 Krishna 超然的形体，看着他的莲花脸，还有他美丽的莲花眼，他的美丽的笑容。
So it was an ecstatic festival of love for all of them.
对他们，所有人来说，这都是狂喜的节庆。
Now, although Indra was trying to strike Govardhan's body with thunderbolts, it had no effect. In fact, Govardhan was so enlivened by the touch of Krishna that he was feeling those thunderbolts thrown by Indra just like flowers.Just like flowers being thrown on his body.
与此同时，因着却企图，通过他的雷电来击打 Govardhan 山，但因为 Govardhan 山，因为与 Krishna 的身体的接触，他感到极其的欢愉。所以，当因着用他的雷电在击打他的时候，他也感觉不过像花朵一样柔软。
And when Indra saw that all of his power.All of his strength could not even get a drop of water on any of the Brajabasis. Then he realized right then and there that this Krishna was no ordinary village boy, but in fact, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
当 Indra 看到他已经使尽了所有的力量，也无法再让 Brajabasi, Braja 的居民身上沾上一滴雨的时候，他当场就明白了，这个小男孩其实并不是一个普通的乡村小男孩，他就是至尊主。
And he finally realized what a terrible mistake he had made.
那时候他才意识到自己犯了多大的错。
And then he told the Samprataka clouds that,You stop, you go away.
这时候他才命令他的 Samprataka 云朵说停下来尽快的离开。
Immediately the rain stopped.
而瞬间雨就停了。
And the sun came out.
太阳也出来了。
And of course Krishna understood how there had been a transformation in the consciousness of Indradev. So now he felt confident to tell the Brajabasis that now all is safe.
这时候 Krishna 也明白 Indradev 的内心也发生了变化, 所以他才放心地告诉 Brajabasis们 说现在你们可以离开了, 你们安全了。
So he told them that they could go home to their respective homes.
告诉他们说, 你们现在可以各回各家了。
And so after they came from, you know, underneath that huge Govardhan hill, then he very carefully set it back down in the ground.
当文达文的居民都一从戈贝丹山底下离开之后，Krishna才慢慢地放下了戈贝丹山。Now,
an interesting point here is that, so okay, you could consider, well, Govardhan hill is like a big umbrella.
我们可以想象一下，戈尔丹山就像是一个大雨伞。But
the Brajabasis are still, they're still standing on the ground.
而,
The Brajabasis are still standing on the ground, right?
Brajabasis居民站在地面上。So
there must have been water was filling up, so why didn't the water go underneath? Because as the water was rising, naturally, it would flood everywhere, also underneath that umbrella.
因为当时还在降着雨，Brajabasis的居民躲到戈贝丹山脚下的底下的时候，还在降着雨。那按理说雨应该流进来，才对，会流进来才对。为什么一点雨都没有流进来？
But we learn from the Acharyas that by an arrangement of Krishna's internal potency, that as soon as any water touched the ground, it immediately evaporated.
根据先辈灵性导师阿查亚们的解释说，一旦这个雨水触碰到地面，它们就会迅速的蒸发掉。So,
by the time Krishna set the hill down, there was no water anywhere.
所以呢，Krishna放下戈贝丹山的时候， 已经到处都已经看不到任何的雨水了。And
then, of course, when Indra has realized his mistake and he's humbled, then Krishna arranges to meet him in a secluded place.
Indra意识到自己错了，他也感到通过这个事情让他谦卑下来了。于是 Krishna 就安排他在一个僻静的地方，和 来见 Krishna.
And he comes and he places his golden crowns on the lotus feet of the Lord.
他看到了，他带着金色的皇冠，他看到了主的莲花莲。
And he begs for forgiveness.
开始向主祈求，能得到原谅。Tells
him, you're so kind, you're so merciful.
他说，你真是太，对我太仁慈了。You
never will give up on your devotee.
你从来都不会放弃你的奉献者。And I
became so proud because I thought I was really someone as, you know, king of the heavenly planets.
我那么骄傲，我还以为我是很大的人物，我是天堂王国，天堂星球的君王。And
due to my pride, my spiritual advancement has been blocked.
就因为我的骄傲，我的灵性进步受到的阻碍。And
I became so intoxicated that I didn't even realize it.
因为我 都被我的骄傲冲昏了头脑，我甚至都没有意识到这一点。So
thank you for again reminding me that I'm only the insignificant servant of the servant.
谢谢你提醒我，我只不过是你微不足道的仆人。And
of course, then with the Sarabi cows, they offer Abhishek.
Sarabi 母牛, 和他一起向主顶拜。
That Sarabi and also Airavat, they team up, they offer an Abhishek to the Lord.
Sarabi, 母牛和 Airavat, 大象一起来为主做 Abhishek, 沐浴。
And so, this is the inconceivable mercy of the Lord.
这是主的不可思议的仁慈。
And this is what we are actually praying for every day as we go on practicing Krishna consciousness.
这也是我们在修习 Krishna 知觉的过程当中每天要祈祷的内容。
You know, how, there's only one question. You know, how can I please you? How can I serve you?
我们应该问的问题只有一个，就是我该怎样服务你，我应该怎样取悦你。
We pray for pure devotion.
我们祈祷得到纯粹的奉爱。
We want to get free of the Indra syndrome.
我们希望能够摆脱 Indra 综合症。
Therefore, Mahaprabhu taught us, Nadanam Najanam Nasundanim Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamahe, Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoitakitvai. I don't want money, I don't want beautiful women, I don't want fame or distinction in this world.
就像 Mahaprabhu 在主的八训规当中第四节是所祈祷的，我不渴望任何财富，也不追求任何美女，更不希望得到任何的名望追随者，我只希望一世复一世的为您做无缘的奉爱服务。
I only request one thing.
我只渴望只请求得到一件事。
Please engage me in unmotivated and uninterrupted loving service to you birth after birth.
请让我一世复一世的为你做不含动机的持续不断的奉爱服务。
So, in the Bhagavatam, in the 21st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 21st chapter of the 10th canto.
在圣典摩迦坛第十篇二十一章当中。
There's a very famous verse, that is,actually spoken by the gopis, but in fact, it is spoken by Srimati Radharani.
这里第十章的二十一十节有一节是牧牛姑娘们说的，那其实是 Srimati Radharani 说的。
So she prays, Antayama Dhrira Abala Haridasa Varjo Yarama Krishna Chanana Sparasha Pramodaha Manum Tanoti Sahagoganayos Tayuryat Paniya Suryava Sakandara Kandamulai. That of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best.
他说在所有的山当中 Govardhan 山是最伟大的，是最好的。
O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities.
他说，这座 Govardhan 山为布拉加的居民，为母牛们、牧牛头们，提供着为 Krishna 和 Balaram 他们所有人提供着一切生活的必需品。
Water for drinking.
提供水
very soft grass
提供柔软的仙草
caves
山洞
fruits
水果
flowers
鲜花
and vegetables
还有蔬菜
In this way the hill offers respects to the Lord
这座山就以此向主致敬。
Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant.
被 Krishna 和 Balaram 的莲花足触碰之后，这座山变得无 Govardhan 山变得无比的喜悦。
So he is called by Srimati Radharani herself, Haridasa Varjo, the best, the best among the servants of the Lord.
这座山被 Srimati Radharani 称为是 Hari Das Varu, 主 Hari 最伟大的奉献者。
Why the best?
为什么是最好伟大的最好的
Because he's a servant that gives everything.
因为他是给予了把一切献给主的仆人。
He does not hold anything back.
毫无保留。
He doesn't mind that Krishna, the cowherd boys, the cows, the calves, and so many other creatures are actually walking on his body.
牧牛童、母牛们还有其他生物体在他的身体上行走，他也并不介意。
He gives every ounce of his being in service.
他把他的存在的一切都用来服务了。
He makes no conditions.
并且不设立任何条件。
He gives everything.
他给出了一切。
So for Srimati Radharani to call him the greatest servitor of Lord Hari is very significant.
所以就连 Srimati Radharani 都称他为是最伟大的奉献者，这一点非常的重要。
So what that teaches us is that if we also want to become selfless servants, then we can pray to Shri Giriraj Govardhan for a little bit of mercy.
如果我们也想成为无私的仆人，那我们就向 Shri Giriraj Govardhan 祈祷，祈祷他能够给我们一点仁慈。
If he just gives a drop of his mercy,
他哪怕给我们一滴的仁慈
that will be enough to empower us in our practice and in our service.
那都足以给我们力量，让我们去做好我们的规范修习，做好我们的服务了。
And this is particularly important in the context of preaching work.
尤其是在传教服务方面。
Because as we know, Prabhupada's four aphorisms, that books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, and utility is the principle.
因为我们知道 Prabhupada 提到的四句格言，说传播是精髓，书籍是基础，纯粹是力量，实用为原则。
So the question is, how do we become pure?If purity is the force, how do we get purity?
纯粹是力量，那么我们怎样获得这种纯粹度呢？
We get that through blessings, through the mercy of exalted personalities.
通过得到崇高的伟大人物的仁慈，得到他们的祝福。
Kripa, the mercy of great personalities.
得到伟大人物的仁慈 ,Kripa.
And who is...better situated to give us mercy than Giriraj Govardhan.
还有谁比 Shri Giriraj Govardhan 更适合给我们这个仁慈的呢？
So on this most auspicious day of Shri Govardhan Puja, we should pray to Shri Giriraj Govardhan to please give us a drop of his mercy.
所以在这个吉祥的节庆 Shri Giriraj Govardhan Puja 这个节日，我们来祈祷 Giriraj Govardhan 能够给我们一点他的仁慈。
So please use this day wisely.
请大家很好的利用好这一天，有智慧的利用好这一天。
And different places they'll be holding circumambulation worship of Govardhan.Govardhan Hill, as you've made hills, at least in many places, and you can offer artik, and you can circumambulate, and you can distribute to prasad in the reenactment of that original ceremony that was held 5,000 years ago.
很多地方奉献者们都会堆起 Govardhan 山，
并且为戈布丹山做二体灯仪崇拜，然后绕拜戈布丹山，等于是去重演最初的在本达门上演的绕拜戈布丹山的逍遥时光。
So we pray that you will certainly get the mercy of Shigeru Raj Govardhan.
祈祷大家都能够得到 Shigeru Raj Govardhan 的祝福和仁慈。
And the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
能够得到 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈。
The mercy of the divine couple themselves.
得到神圣的眷侣他们本人的仁慈。
And all of their servitors.
以及他们所有的仆人的仁慈。
And that you will be empowered to preach Krishna consciousness and to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
希望藉着他们的仁慈我们能够被赋予力量更好地去传播 Krishna 之觉完成 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的愿望。
Because without empowerment, one can't accomplish very much.
因为没有被赋予力量我们就不会获得什么样的成就。
So today is a good day to get that mercy.
今天是一个很好的日子我们能够去祈祷得到这个仁慈。
So thank you so much. Shigiraj Govardhan ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Jai.
Nitai Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo
Hari Hari Bo